China's rate of economic growth has hit a record low. The annual pace of expansion slowed to 6.1% in the first quarter of this year, a far cry from the double-digit growth rates of recent times. Yet behind the headline figure, there are glimmers of hope, to borrow a phrase. If the official numbers are accurate, investment, industrial output and retail sales all soared last month, suggesting that government efforts to stimulate the economy are working. Economics correspondent Stephen Long reports.
An economy expanding at 6.1% a year, it's the kind of growth rate most countries and their leaders can only dream of. Most would be happy to post any growth at all at the moment. In China, it's a historic low, down about 50% from last year and less than half the growth rate of 2 years ago. But the slide in the headline growth number doesn't tell the whole story.
I think the market should take this in a positive light. Clearly, there's some sign of traction in terms of the huge fiscal stimulus that's working through the Chinese economy.
Tony Morris, an economist at ANZ Bank in Sydney and a noted China watcher. He says, look at the underlying numbers.
Fixed direct investment was very strong. Industrial production's running at 8.3% and retail sales running at 14.7%.
If you can believe the Chinese statistician, the month of March has been a turning point, with retail sales and industrial output both improving markedly. That's the view of Tomo Kinoshita, co-head of economic research in Hong Kong for the investment bank Nomura International.
We're not really discouraged because there are important encouraging signs in the announcement. Industrial production was up to 8.3% in March. Generally speaking, what happened is that Chinese economy seems to have bottomed out in March. The March figure was much stronger than the January and February, and I think that's a very encouraging sign.
It's not just the 4 trillion yuan that the Chinese regime has begun pumping into the economy, about 8 trillion Aussie dollars. China's money supply has grown by almost 25% year on year, and unlike Western governments, it can direct its state-controlled banks to lend money. As exports collapse, it's subsidising the people of the republic to ape Western consumption.
We're seeing a pretty big impact in terms of the demand for autos. One of the subsidies for small trucks has seen small truck sales rise by almost 40% in March. And in one data released last week, there's some signs that auto sales in China on 1 month are almost reaching the level of the United States.
Where sales have slumped, China is being hit hard by the collapse of global growth. Exports have plummeted, company profits have tumbled, and tens of millions of people are losing their jobs. And even with the signs of stabilisation, where does that leave the 8% growth target publicly set by China's Prime Minister?
I'm fairly confident it will not be achieved.
Professor Leong Liu heads Griffith University's Business School, and he's an expert on China's political economy.
I mean, the simple reason is that during the Asian financial crisis, they had a target of 8% growth, but the actual figure turned out to be 7.8%. Now, in this current crisis, China is hit much, much harder in the on the export in the external market. At the same time, the Chinese economy is more decentralized than before. And I do not believe that, you know, even with the government stimulus, that they would be able to reach that 8%. In fact, my feeling, it would be more like 6 point something. You know, my hunch is that it will be at the low 6 rather than a high 6.
That's a growth rate that will add to poverty and, some fear, cause social unrest. But at least, if you can believe the numbers compiled by the Chinese state, the fall in economic growth may be stabilising.
Stephen Long reporting.